A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is our Wild World segment with Neil Humphreys, who's been on a cruise over the last few days, because we are talking about something a bit dangerous that you got involved with on your cruise.
Unbelievable. So, like we said, I'm on this beautiful cruise, Dream Cruises, and it docks at Penang, Georgetown, a place I've been to a couple of times. I love Georgetown. It's a beautiful old colonial town. Raffles went there, of course, before he went to Singapore.
So it starts in Singapore and moves up the peninsula, right?
The cruise.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. It goes up the straits and then docks at Penang and then onto Langkawi and then back. So while we're docked at Penang, the fascinating thing about Georgetown, everyone listening will know this, bit of a history lesson. The reason that Raffles went there first is because it has a deep sea port. Like Singapore, right?
Yeah.
And Penang was very, very close to being Singapore, you know, so we might not be here, Jason. If they'd have settled on Penang instead of Singapore, none of us would be here. Because it's got a deep sea port. So you've got this massive cruise ship and it's literally beside the street. That's how deep the port is, right?
Right.
So you step off at Georgetown and you walk around Georgetown. Now, while I'm there, there is a magnificent storm. I mean, what I call a Hollywood blockbuster movie storm.
Right. Perfect storm.
Yeah, when the storm clouds gather and you've got that lovely sandwich where there's blue sky underneath and black sky above.
Yeah.
And I remember being on the cruise ship and looking out at it and saying to my wife, God, they're getting some rain there on the other side of Penang. Not me. I was just getting a bit of a mild storm. But you could see it coming.
Right.
So anyway,
how many meters away is it?
Oh, no, it was a fair way. Okay. It was a fair way.
Maybe a kilometer.
Driving distance, a few kilometers away. Anyway, I had Wi-Fi, so not long after that, I start to get messages. Are you okay? Are you okay? Neil, are you okay? I'm eating four meals a day. I'm about to have high tea with tea and scones, and I'm on a cruise ship. I'm very, very okay. What's the problem? Mm. Have you been caught in the tornado? Have you been taking drugs? Who are these people? Tornado. Mm. Well, it wasn't a tornado, of course. It was a water spout. And it hit Penang, actually, while I was there, literally just a few kilometres away. And the footage, I'm sure many listeners have seen it. The footage has subsequently gone viral. Because
I saw something,
It's staggering because you have these people in the villages of Tung Jong Tokong, which is on the coast, obviously, but away from where I was. And this massive water spout that can look like a tornado.
Yeah.
Of course, tornadoes are more generated by wind, but a water spout is generated by warm water.
Yeah.
So that's why water spouts never do that much damage, because they dissipate the moment they hit land.
Oh,
because their
okay.
entire energy source is water.
Right.
So once they hit land, they fizzle out. But because this particular water spout was so intense and so dramatic, it managed to last something like 40, 50 meters inshore before it fizzled out.
Right.
But it did serious damage. I mean, it blew villages' roofs off.
Wow.
And a very scary phenomenon.
So let me get this right. People know that you're on a cruise. They see reports on the news wires about a water spout near Penang, and they're worried about you.
In Penang. No, it wasn't near Penang. It was in Penang, just on the other side of Penang. And it was hilarious because I was getting messages like, are you okay? Are you wet? They're getting almost sexual now, these messages. What are you talking about? I'm on a cruise. I'm in a swimming pool. So, yes, I'm kind of wet.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you wet? Is your roof okay? I'm on a cruise. We haven't got a roof.
Oh, dear.
And then it goes on and on and on. And then, of course, I subsequently find out. But it always makes me laugh, that sense of geography or that lack of understanding or perspective from well-meaning people who are a long way away.
Yeah.
Now, of course, in this case, they were kind of right. I mean, it was on the very island I was on. But look, I have had my mother, same situation. There has been rioting in Thailand where they've occupied Bangkok Airport. Do you remember when they did
that
a few years ago? Yeah. The army came in. Neil, she calls me up. Are you okay? Is everything fine? Well, I'm about to have a sandwich. Why? What's wrong? I've heard about the rioting. And I'm like looking out my window in Sengkang. Where's the rioting? Bangkok. Mum, I'm in Bangkok.
Not Bangkok. Did she get mixed up between Bangkok?
No, because she's a typical
Southeast Asia.
A typical Angmo. It's all the same. They all look the same. They all live next door to each other. So, you know, Thailand, it must be Singapore. No, Mum, I said to her, you've had rioting in Paris every Saturday for like
that's
the last
closer.
2 months. I don't call you up and say, are you okay down in Kent? Have you got yellow vests running towards you? Because they're coming from Paris. Same thing. I'm sure you've had this. When I was living in Australia, I was in Melbourne, Victoria, and which is central South Australia, as
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, East Coast. More
that's
or less.
It. And I would get the call. We've heard about the storms. Are you okay? Is the house okay? And I'm quickly looking around. We're having droughts. I'm in Victoria with droughts. What storms? Queensland storms.
That's like London to Moscow.
I know. It's the same thing. I say to her, you know, exactly yeah, right. Yeah. I say, Mum, if they're having some issues in Germany or Spain or Belgium or Luxembourg, I don't call you up and say, quick, there's a prison riot in Berlin.
I've got the same thing, you know, like, you know, stuff happening in Japan, tsunamis and earthquakes, people saying, are you okay? I said, I'm in Singapore.
I know.
Nowhere near Japan.
Oh, it happens all the time. And my favourite, all-time favourite was same country, but same nationality, same race. So my mother got a bit excited. Now, younger listeners won't remember, but older listeners, this is Money FM, will know Nick Leeson, the famous road trader.
Yeah, from the 90s.
Late 90s, brought down Barings Bank and eventually went to prison, I think, for 6 years in Changi Prison. So made a movie, very famous. He's now back in the UK. Anyway. When he went to jail...
Lost his hair, didn't he?
That's right. When he went to jail, Changi Prison, he was in prison. I was in Topayo then. I get a call from my mother. Similar situation. Neil, have you heard about Nick Leeson? No. He's got cancer. Oh, okay. Are you going to visit him? Why? What? Wow, he's a Brit in Singapore.
Just
I'm
like
not
you.
Personally responsible for every Brit in Singapore. You know, I've got Chinese friends. I don't say, oh, there's a Chinese friend in London who's not very well. You better visit them when you go to London on your holidays because you're just the same race. Hey, but Neil, you know, he's a Brit and he's sick and he's in Singapore. I said, Mum, he's a convict in Changi Prison. I'm not going to visit him with a bunch of flowers and say, woo, Nick, are you okay? And he was like, who are you? Well, we're both white. And my mother said she's been very worried about you, Nick. So, you know, I'm sure Singaporeans have this as well. If you're in a country, if you're in the US and something happens in Texas and you're in California, I'm sure parents panic as well. So, yes, I survived the horrors of the water spout that were about 5 kilometres away from me.
Wow.
But I survived.
Well, I'm glad you survived it. This has been our Wild World segment with Neil Humphreys, who made it back in one piece from the crazy water spouts in Malaysia.